Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp ahead of AEW New Japan Forbidden Door June 26th. You can check it out live on Bleacher Report as well as select theaters. And we got a name you know, but a name that we've never interviewed here on Fightful. We got Miro, who's in action in the All-Atlantic Championship match this Sunday. Miro, how you doing?
Good, man. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. We talked off the air. You're super naked right now. What motivated this decision?
It's just my lifestyle. I like being naked.
And you said off the air that you wish there were more nudists in the world. Do you think a nudist wrestling character would work?
No.
And Midian tried it back in like 1999.
No, absolutely not. It's still a television. We need to show, you know, ourselves appropriately. There's kids out there watching. We don't want to scare nobody. But I was surprised by your announcement. You said that we can watch this pay-per-view in theaters.
Yeah. Well, you definitely don't want to take your nudism to the theaters. I don't think that would work out well for you.
Yeah. That's a different section, but that's really cool, man. I used to work at this other company that was never available before. I think that's a great thing for the fans out there. I mean, I always, when I was a kid, imagined myself and, you know, with friends, hey, what it would be great to watch wrestling in theaters. And now it's possible. I think that's fantastic. Great idea by AEW.
Yeah, closed circuit was big business like in the 80s and early 90s. And I'll tell you what made me interested in maybe watching wrestling in a theater. Last year when I was at Double or Nothing and everybody that was there was watching Stadium Stampede together on the big screens as it unfolded. Mm-hmm. That was such a cool environment to just kind of watch it on screens with a bunch of friends and people that I worked with. So I think that's really cool that that's happening in theaters more and more. There's one a good 10 minutes from my house, and one of these days I'm going to hit it up. But you're going to be beating people up this Sunday, yeah?
Yeah. It's what I do. I go out there and I just do that to my best abilities.
Now, I know that obviously it's a bummer Tomohiro Ishii can't be in that match, and that seems like the type of guy that you would love to lock it up with. I mean, that's got to be a guy that's on your list down the line, right?
Yeah, I was very excited about the Forbidden Door. I've been to Japan before, worked there, but never actually had to lock up with any, you know, professional wrestlers from New Japan. So I was really, really excited, especially with the Ishii match. I know people have been asking for it, and I love nothing more than challenge myself and then prove these people how good I am and show them that I'm the world champion that I am, or I think I am, or I will be. And I wanted to test that, man. But unfortunately, you know, things happen. Man get hurt. I think it's his knee. He went out, but it's okay. Once I get the All Atlantic title, you never know. I may have to fly to Japan and face this man.
So when you were a free agent, obviously the world was in a different place. Japan or New Japan just wasn't bringing people over at all. Like that just wasn't an option there. Was that something that you had entertained, or you were like, man, I'd really like to go to New Japan as well before you even signed with AEW?
I've always been interested in New Japan, but like you said, once it was the pandemic, nobody was flying over there. It was very complicated. It still is kind of complicated situation. But everything will happen with due time. I'm just picking names now. I'm figuring out who I want to beat, who I want to give opportunity to once I get the title, because I mean, let's face it, I already know I got this title. That's how I operate. I know I already won. I consider myself a winner already, and I'm looking forward and picking opponents for the future. So New Japan is a wide open door, forbidden door, that I would love to walk through and drag all them guys with me, man.
And this match particularly is the one I'm most looking forward to on Sunday. It's four very distinct styles. There's yourself, now there's Clark in the match, then there's Pac and Malakai Black, who, again, wrestle completely different. Different shapes, different sizes, different styles. I mean, how do you look, or how do you really prepare when you go into something like that? Because a lot of psychology within a match can be sort of compromised by having so many people in it as well. And it is a unique, different approach to have so many guys in the ring.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I know the other two guys, I know Malakai Black, I know the Pagan. He's a great fighter, great performer. He's got the kickboxing MMA style his way. So I'm pretty familiar with his style. Pac, I've wrestled him before in a different universe. This is the man that tore my bicep. Let's not forget about that. So I still have a little grudge towards him. But he's a little bastard, man, in literal words. And he's flying around like crazy. He's ugly as hell. But, you know, he's still that makes him a better competitor. I don't know. But I'm okay with him. But the other guy, you know, even for Ishii, I kind of did my research. I was, because that's what I do. I like doing my homework. I like seeing what people like styles and the way they move. I like to explore that. But for this new kid, I haven't had time to prepare yet. So, you know, he's a new addition to the match. He's going to be a little challenging maybe. But I'm going to do my research and see how he moves, how he operates, so I know what the best way to attack is. But at the end of the day, nothing can stop God's forsaken champion to become God's favorite champion once again.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this, but you're not the only person in your family angling for a big match. I posted a tweet yesterday that Ric Flair is looking for somebody for his final match, and CJ Perry said, okay, I'll do it.
Can you blame her? I mean, CJ Perry, and she wanted me to plug cjperry.com because it's a great website, apparently, that I will be appearing soon. I don't know. I guess she's got photos of me as well. But anyways, I'm not surprised by it, man. CJ loves challenges. That's why I married her. She's not like a woman who is just okay with being in the same place and just dribbling the ball. No, she's always wants to attack. She also always wants to move forward. She wants to do, you know, better at anything she does. And Ric Flair is a legend in our business. I'm sure what she tweeted, she actually meant. Unfortunately, I'm not too happy about Rick because CJ is really stiff. So when she hits him, I don't know what's going to be remaining of Ric Flair. But let's see if that match is going
to
happen.
I said that I was tempted to write an article about it. Then she just wrote an article about it herself and posted it on Twitter. And she said terms of the agreement were that she absolutely in no case would promote cjperry.com, her exclusive content site. So
Never. She would never do that.
No. Well, we're obviously happy to see you back in action. You were out of action for quite a while. How are you feeling physically and sort of how did that progress?
I feel great now. I feel great. It was, I mean, you know the deal. I was doing a little movie before that. Then I got my hamstring little tweak. Then we got the call. I had to fly and do the Orange Cassidy match. You know, I had this great opportunity for the world title. I took care of Orange Cassidy in a hurry, but I ripped my hamstring even further. And then knowing that I have to come back a week later to fight Bryan Danielson was maybe one of my biggest challenges so far in my career. And thankfully to Dr. Bo Hightower in New Mexico, he really got me up on my feet. I was barely walking and I had a week to prepare for that match. And I was with him like every day, a few hours a day, just so I can rehab that hamstring and trying to, like I said, just to be able to walk. And eventually, you know, a week later, it was okay. We had the Bryan match. And after that match though, my hamstring was done. He was just screaming of I want to rest. And that's what happened. I needed some time off. I thought I was going to come back around January. That's why we did those vignettes. unfortunately, you know, when you fall out of the wheel of AEW, our roster is so stacked with great guys, great competitors, that, you know, I can't be offended by it. And I had a few acting gigs in the meanwhile that I got to take care of. So I had my time off. I loved my time doing that. But now I'm back and I want more than I had before.
You mentioned a couple things I wanted to touch on. I see the chiropractic videos with Bo Hightower on Snapchat all the time. Like, yeah. And people that I know that don't watch wrestling, they'll come across those as well. Do you have anybody that ever just like recognizes you from that or sort of gets in contact with you because of that? Because it seems like those types of pieces of content transcend wrestling a little bit.
It's very interesting, actually. People do say that, like, oh, aren't you that guy? I've seen you with that Dr. Cairo, Dr. Bo, which is very amazing to me. The other surprising thing I ever had in my life was somebody said, hey, aren't you CJ's husband?
Yes.
Because they were watching Total Divas or whatever it was. I was like, wow. And now the second time is this getting me by Dr. Bo Hightower, which is very unusual. But I'll take it, man, because this man helped me so much. Like I said, with my hamstring and before with all these chiropractic adjustments, I think he's one of the best out there. And I wish he lives down the street so I can be healthy and great every day. Unfortunately, he's in New Mexico, but I'm thankful for him.
I'm not surprised to hear the Total Divas thing because I would teach women's kickboxing and they would know who Jimmy Uso was, but they'd have no idea who Triple H or The Undertaker was. Like they, and I thought that was really charming. It's cool. It's a new way to introduce people to wrestling. Would you ever be interested in doing a reality show again?
Man, my life is a reality show.
That's what I figured.
I don't mind. I don't care about cameras. They're my best friends.
You gotta put clothes on, though.
No, you don't. It's my reality show. I mean, it's my rules.
Fair. I mean, I watch Naked and Afraid on Discovery all the time. They survive out in the woods without clothes all the time.
See, this is kind of the same thing, but we have fire and food.
Yeah, that's fair.
And we're not afraid. We're in love. Naked and in love.
That's already a show. They're doing that now. Naked and in Love, where they date, but they don't have clothes on. See? I mean, you got to get these ideas out there, Miro.
Good for them. I know. I should have spoken to my agent first.
You had also mentioned acting. I mean, that's something that many of us had heard about along the way. Do you have, like, grander aspirations for that? Or is it something that you're just kind of trying and seeing out how it works?
No, man, I love acting. I always have. You know, growing up, I was a big, like I said, Hulk Hogan fan before, but also Arnold and Stallone were always my favorites. And just as much as I learned from their movies and their stories of, you know, never giving up and all that after Rocky and Terminator 2 being my favorite movie.
Love it.
Like, of course, I want to do acting. It's so much. It's a completely different challenge. It's a lot more smaller. I go to school. I go to acting school. I have classes all the time, but it's very different than wrestling. But also one can help the other and vice versa. You got to find the right balance.
You mentioned Terminator 2. I think it's one of the greatest movies of all time. I agree with you.
Thank you.
Who would be the T-1000 of wrestling, of people you've faced, and who would be the Sarah Connor of wrestling, in your opinion?
Oh, man.
To me, Sarah Connor was like the biggest badass. She was Ronda Rousey before Ronda Rousey to me.
Yeah. No, Sarah Connor was fantastic, especially the bridge they did with episode one with the, yes, you know, when she was just a regular girl to two. Now she's a badass and kicking ass. It's what a great bridge. But who would that be? I don't know. You know, I'm biased. I always say my wife.
Of course.
She's fierce and she's into acting. And I mean, everything that we do together, it's better anyways. It's just since day one, every time we've been together, we're money. So I would say that. So because I'm going to be the other Terminator, of course. But for 1,000, though, T-1000, that's not an easy job. You know, it got to be somebody vicious, somebody with the intensity, but at the same time, like a silent killer. Man, who would that be?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Who would that be?
Man, I feel like the original Stone Cold gimmick would have been that way, where he was like, he wanted to be cold and calculated.
He was too big, though. You know, T-1000, that's his advantage. He's smaller. He's got to be, I don't know.
He's a tough one. He's one of the greatest villains of all time.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree.
He's so versatile. And I would always pop when I would see him in other movies. Like when he was in the Marine with Cena, I was like, oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
He was with Cena again in this last series, wasn't he?
I think you're right.
He was his father.
Yeah, on Peacemaker.
Peacemaker, that's right.
Man.
But nothing touches T-1000.
Yeah, he's the GOAT villain, in my opinion. We had also heard, well, we didn't hear it. You had mentioned it on the Kurt Angle show a while back that you re-signed with AEW. I mean, obviously, that leads us to believe that things are going pretty well there. What led to your decision there, and how was that process?
Well, they wanted me to sign a long-term deal for a reason, and I signed long-term for a reason. It's a place where I can be creatively free, and now that's what you're seeing on screen, man. It's just the ball. The ball is in my court, and my boss, Tony Khan, let me have that and say, hey, go do you. And I feel that played a big role into my decision of being here. Because, you know, everybody watching AEW knows that I'm a world champion. I know it. And it would be short. I would be shortchanging myself and TK calling that I'm not that. Mm-hmm. And I walk around with that mentality as well. So I don't want to sit around and collect a check. I want to create, to evolve, and to become a world champion. But before that, I'm going to have to focus on the All-Atlantic Championship, which is going to be even bigger than the World Championship. But yeah, that's it, man. I love this place, and Tony Khan believes in me. He lets me do me. He doesn't have to be involved in every single thing. And I love that. I love working with him. I love the company. I love the stacked roster that we have. The opportunity for me to, I mean, almost like 99% of these people that I'm fighting now, it's for the first time. We've never wrestled before. And I love those challenges, man. I love it every single time I step my foot in the ring. And it, with the little time I have, sometimes, like I said, it's stock roster. You see that. Sometimes I have 30 seconds, 45 seconds, but I make the most of it every single time. And that's what it's all about. It's not just about having great matches or having this 20, 30-minute matches. They're great. We only have so much television. It's about what do you do with those 30 seconds that you have, with the 45 seconds that you have. And this is where I excel the most.
Did you have like a, I don't want to say an unusually short deal, but it seemed like your original deal was like maybe a year, year and a half. If so, yeah. Like what led you to that length or those terms necessarily when you were coming in?
Well, because they gave Tony Khan a discount.
Okay.
I gave him a discount. I told him, Tony, I'll sign for this money because it's the pandemic. But after the year and a half, we're coming strong.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's because I knew, man. I knew that he's signing a wrong guy. He's signing a Twitch guy. He's signing a Twitch guy. He's basing his opinions on his on my Twitch, and that's why the whole thing with, you know, kind of with Kip started.
Yeah,
which I knew that's not me. I knew that's just not who I am. And I knew once this year and a half is over, I'm going to show him who I am and what I'm capable of. And we're going to sit down and talk like men for men's money. And that's exactly what happened.
So I assume that all went smoothly and well, and because you all came to terms.
Here I am.
And you had mentioned Twitch. I mean, that has been such a great tool, especially for wrestlers to connect with their audience. And to me, it's natural because you guys are entertainers, but you're also athletes. It's that perfect mix. And streaming seems like just a natural way to connect with that audience. Have you found that that even connects you with people outside of wrestling as well?
Yes. And everything started very accidental after my release from the WWE. You know, I just had nothing. I had to just sit at home for 3 months. I wasn't able to work anywhere. So, you know, thankfully to Xavier Woods and my mentor, Shaq, kind of, not like Shaq told me, but they kind of inspired me to do what I love doing. I love playing video games in my time off. I loved it since I was 4 years old. So why not do it when I'm chilling at home and connect with my friends, with my audience, with the handsome chatters, as we call them. And I thought it was a great experience, man. We got to grow as a community. And you're right, it does connect you because not everybody watches wrestling. Some of these people, a lot of they have, they're just a gamer fans or whatever. So being able to do that crossover to show them what wrestling is, or showing the wrestlers what video games are, however you want to turn it. I think video games are such an important part of today's world. And people are trying to talk bad. I was going to say a bad word. People are trying to talk bad about video games, which I never understood, man. We all have our downtime. Some people want to drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes, and do heroin, and some other want to play video games, you know? And some of these old timers are calling this a bad thing, which I don't think that's a bad thing. Just because we have more brains now than the people before, that doesn't mean video games are bad.
You know what? I agree with you. I agree with you.
Sorry, Undertaker. We don't have guns and drugs, and we don't fight each other backstage.
You know that's the headline. You know that's the. You know that's getting picked up, right?
Do you think I give a shit?
I love it. I love it. Well, you cut promos on God. I am 10 minutes away right now, Miro, from where God last wrestled at Backlash 06 against the McMahons at Rep Arena. I didn't get to go to it. I've always regretted it. Are you going to bring him out of retirement?
That's up to him. I've been looking for him. He's not looking for me.
Do you think there's ever a situation where you think you've worked yourself into a shoot? Is God going to speak to you and be like, cut that out?
Well, God speaks to me all the time.
Has he told you to cut it out yet?
Have I stopped?
That's a good point. That is a good point. Well, we're going to see that roll on at Forbidden Door on June 26th. Miro, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. Never got to before, and obviously hope I get to again.
Yeah, I hope so too. Maybe next time we'll have camera and clothes. Or no cameras and no clothes.
Guys, until next time, we're out.
Peace.
Miro talks to a higher power during his promos, but you don't need a higher power to browse more safely, more securely, and change your virtual location with just one click. NordVPN.com/Fightful has that for you. You can be anywhere in the world with NordVPN.com/Fightful and still get that online threat protection. Block online trackers. Block annoying pop-up ads. Block malware. Not only that, you can access geo-restricted content on all your devices, your phone, your laptop, your desktop, your PC, your router, your TV. It doesn't even matter. And now they have three bundles. They have standard with the VPN only. You can get plus, which adds a pass. Then you can get complete, which adds a locker on top of that. And you still get the great NordVPN deal with an additional month free on any of those plans and a 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.